Pirshus, the Mardasar, Bekon Shlita. Pirshus, the Rosh HaMechina, Rabbi Neuberger Shlita. Pirshus, all the Bachrim that are here. And Pirshus, the Mishpacha, and everyone else that's watching from around the country and perhaps from around the world. I want to thank Rabbi Neuberger for the opportunity to share some words tonight and some feelings about my relationship with Mari Varebi, Rav Sheftel, Meir Halevi Neuberger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I hope that you'll find my words meaningful, and it should be zeiche that these words will be an aliyah for his neshama. In Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, when I was a bachurin and kailo there, every time a tzaddik or a gadol would be nifter, Rav Kalevsky, the Rosh Yeshiva at the time, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, would share a medrash. And the medrash teaches us that the day that a tzaddik is nifter is like Yom Matan Torah. It's like the day that the Torah was given. And he quoted B'Shem Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal, that what does this mean, the day that tzaddik is nifter, is like Yom Matan Torah. And he said it's because this tzaddik, this gadol, this Talmud Chacham, had so many midos, so many deeds, and on the day that he's nifter, they become hefker for everyone that learned from him to take a chelik of it and to integrate it into their personal avodas Hashem. So speaking to the Bachram here and anyone else who wants to take it upon themselves, it does seem big. You've heard from two maspidim already about the godless Rav Sheftel Zatzal. But if you hear about one midah, one action that he did, just think about taking that and integrating it into your personal avodas Hashem. There's so much that can be spoken. There's so much that I have learned over the years from my Rebbe, Rav Sheftel. So we'll just focus in on a few facets of things that we could learn from him. In reality, the fact that I'm giving the hesped right now is the hesped for Rav Sheftel. Because as Rabbi Cohn just mentioned, B'derech Klal, the menal of yeshiva, the executive director or the president, isn't one of the rabbeim. He doesn't have talmidim in the same sense. They usually work in the office. But that's not the way it worked by Rav Sheftel. Rav Sheftel was not only integral when it came to every element of the yeshiva, he was the heartbeat of the entire yeshiva. Yom Kippur was only Yom Kippur because Rav Sheftel was the Baal Tefillah. Purim was only Purim because Rav Sheftel was the Baal Kaire. And the list goes on and on and on. But in reality, to say that the menal of the yeshiva was one of the rabbeim is not a chiddush in Yeshivas Ner Yisrael. Because every single employee that works on staff in that campus was also one of my rabbeim. It could be seen as a rebbe. So you have to understand the founders of the yeshiva, Rav Ruderman Zatzal, Rav Naftali Neuberger Zatzal, the namesake of your yeshiva. They founded the yeshiva to be an oasis. It's a machlaikis if it's even in the tchum of the community of Baltimore. A microcosm of how the entire world is supposed to be. And they wanted it to be that every single Talmud in the yeshiva would become a great Talmud Chacham. And the message was clear, you have to be a Baal Midos, a Yorei Shemaim, and a Ben Torah. No matter what path you go on in life, Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Kailo, Rav or Rebbe, attorney, accountant, computer programmer, or a doctor, it doesn't make a difference. I've heard many times from my uncle, Rav Yecheskel Zweig Shlita, the Menal of the Beis Yaakov in Baltimore. He quoted from Chatzkel Abramsky, the way that it should be if you're davening in shul in the morning is that you can't tell the difference between a Baal Abbas and a Rebbe. They dress the same, they daven the same, they learn the same, they look the same. The only nafkamina, the only difference is that once davening's over and they have the chavrusa after davening, one goes to yeshiva and one goes to his office. But there should be no difference. And that's the reason why when I look through my notes from my years in yeshiva, the Divrei Torah I heard during those years, I have Divrei Torah I heard from the grounds manager of the yeshiva. I have Divrei Torah I've heard from the college placement advisor of the yeshiva. I have Divrei Torah that I heard from the cook of the yeshiva. It's in the yeshiva that has accomplished this, that even though out there in the world it hasn't played out this way to be exactly that, but on that campus, everyone was a role model for us, then certainly it makes sense that the Manal himself could be a manig both in the Ruchnius and the Gashmius of the yeshiva. It's reminiscent to me of the Panavizhar Rav, who said about himself, he was Meiser Nefesh for the yeshiva. He could have been the Rosh Yeshiva, but he influenced his yeshiva and the entire world differently. As we heard from Rabbi Cohen, Rav Shaftel was a Magid Shir in the yeshiva. He was Meiser Nefesh as well, but he still was a Rebbe for every single one of us. A Rebbe in the truest sense of the word. Personally, he was always there for me. He was at my chasana in the good times, and he flew across the country with Menachem Avel when my father was Nifter. He came to the Chanukah Sabayis of my shul and always was involved in being Madrach me and my Kehila through many difficult situations. He instilled so much wisdom in Torah, personal development, and communal life. I'm eternally grateful for this relationship. And he really, really cared. When I was in yeshiva, every single bris that Rabbi Naftali Neuberger Zatzal was at, the minig was that he got brachas. I'm not good at imitating, but it's ringing in my ears exactly word for word how he said those brachas. And I don't know if it was always this way, but for the last few years of his life, every single bris he cried. It was hard for him to get through the bracha. But we all felt they were tears of joy, of optimism. Another Jewish child being brought into the world, into the Olam HaTorah. Because he had that vision and he gave over that vision and that heart to all the Neubergers. And certainly gave over to Rav Shaftel Zatzal as well. Rav Shaftel was an Adam HaShalim. Shlemus in Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. A Talmud Chacham, a Bal Tefillah, Bal Kareh. Relating to every Jew across the spectrum of Orthodoxy and to those who are non-observant and non-Jews as well. But Shlemus also means being able to synthesize things that seem to be opposites and seem to be contradictory. Extremely self-confident, but completely humble and anav. Powerful, but sweet. A bal seichel and a bal regesh. As Rav Shragi Shlita mentioned to me when I called him Menachem Avil, he could fill up the entire room, but leave room for everyone that's there. Blending all the positive qualities of what a Yid is supposed to be. I feel very spoiled. I had the opportunity many more times than Talmidim who live in different communities to see Rav Shaftel. Because Baruch Hashem, he has a son who lives here in the city. But I would grab every opportunity to have Rav Shaftel come to my shul. To daven for the Amud. To speak and to inspire. The Kvodei Malay Oilam held me over until the next time that I heard it. The energy that it gave me. Literally of the Kvodei Malay Olam that he brought to the world personally. The last time he spoke in my shul was Shalosh Shudos, Shabbos Chanukah in 2018. The idea he spoke about at the time was that we know that the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is Ner Yishuv Beisai. It's focused in on the home. And the home is the future of Klal Yisrael. And the tachlis of a home is to preserve the Kedusha and to block out the tumah that could come in from the outside. But then he asked a very powerful question. If we're trying to bring Kedusha to the entire home, and we know that the Neros Chanukah bring that Kedusha, they bring that light to the entire home, then why is the minhag in Klal Yisrael that all the members of the family light together on one table? Shouldn't it be that we take a menorah and put it in the dining room, another menorah put it in the kitchen, another menorah put it in the bedrooms? Why does everyone light together? Very strong question. And he answered as follows. That we know that when it comes to Tumah, if there's a kezias of a mace in a house, the Tumah reaches the entire house. Mida toiva meruba. We're trying to teach us a lesson that if a kezias of mace, the Tumah reaches the entire house. So too a kezias of Kedusha, all the menorahs in one place can shine all of that Kedusha and all of that light to the entire house. I think it's a very appropriate Dvar Torah to share Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Shaftel, because he was that oil that gave off that light to the entire world. It's not a coincidence Sheftel Meir Neuberger is Rosh Yeshiva Shemin. That's what he was. He gave off that light. But it's a little bit deeper. And the Bachrim and Yeshiva here, I hope they remember, I had the source of speaking by Yerchanika Masiba, and I mentioned this idea. There's something very unique about oil that only oil and wine share together. What's that unique element of oil and wine? They're the only juices that halacha sees as being a juice. Every other fruit in the world, the juice that comes out of it halachically is zuama. It's the schwitz of that fruit. We see that in the fact that only those two juices are part of the Zayin Mashkim. We see it in the fact that only those two juices are schita deraisa on Shabbos. But what's the machshava behind it? I believe the machshava is as follows. When you're looking at an orange or an apple or a grapefruit, halachically, you're looking at an orange, an apple, and a grapefruit. What's on the inside is secondary, it's tefillah. When you're looking at a zayas, you're looking at a grape, halachically, you ignore the outside. The essence of what's there is what's on the inside, the pnimius. And the message is from these two things. You ignore the chitzonius. You ignore the facade. You look at the pnimius. You look at the neshama. You look what's on the inside. Because you have to be real and you have to be authentic. And that's the message of those two. And therefore, it's really not a coincidence. Their Sheftel Meir Neuberger is Shemin. And Yeshivas Ner Yisrael is Yayin. Because the message of the yeshiva is this Yisoid. To be someone with a neshama that radiates out to the entire world. And this is the message that he taught us. The Gemara in Brachos says Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, that when the Talmidim Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai came to Mevaker Chayil at the end of his life, they shouted out three descriptions of the Rebbe. Ner Yisrael, Patish HaChazak, Amud HaYemini, the light of Israel, the strong hammer, the right pillar. What are these three things? What are these three descriptions? Ner Yisrael is what we just explained, is to give off that light to the entire world. Patish HaChazak, a strong hammer to be powerful, to pierce through challenges and pierce through the heavens. The Ben Yoyada points out, Patish is the same letters as Shofat. I don't know the real Shairish of the word Sheftel, but it's in there. And Amud HaYemini says the Vilna Gaon on this Gemara, when you start Parshas Bereishis, the entire Torah is on the left column and there's nothing on the right column that holds the Sefer Torah. But when you get the Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, everything's on the Amud HaYemini, everything's on the right, representative of the fact that he knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, in conclusion, all I can scream out about Rav Sheftel is Ner Yisrael, Patish HaChazak, Amud HaYemini, a great Talmud Chacham, familiar with Kol HaTorah Kula, someone whose tfilois and ishtadlonis pierced through the heavens and pierced through so many challenges on behalf of his yeshiva, on behalf of the community, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And Ner Yisrael, someone who truly shed his light upon the entire Jewish world. Shall be Zoyche Bezaz Hashem to somehow recover from this great loss. We shall be Zoyche Bezaz Hashem to partake of this Matan Torah. We shall be Zoyche Bezaz Hashem Bayam Mahim Bazman Azeh to be Zoyche Nisim V'Eflois to reach the time of Bila Mavas Lanetzach, Mach Hashem HaKim Dima Mi'al Kol Panim.